Oh, hey. You work the lunch shift?
Yeah, got 8 pounds of salmon that's about to go bad. Do you know how to cook it?
Not really.
Damn it. Should have liberated the iffy chicken. So what are you and Professor Fussy Face up to tonight?
Star Wars on Blu-ray.
You've seen that movie like 1,000 times?
Not on Blu-ray. Only twice on Blu-ray.
Oh, Leonard.
I know. It's high-resolution sadness.
I was gonna take myself out to a movie tonight. You wanna go?
Really? Do we do that?
What do you mean?
You know, we haven't spent time alone together since we broke up.
Well, it's not a date, Leonard. It's just a man and a woman hanging out, not having sex at the end of the night.
Sounds like most of my dates.
Oh, dear Lord, get away from me, you monster.
What is that about?
Well, he's smart and crazy enough, he may have actually created a monster.
Shoo! Be gone!
What the hell is going on?
There's a bird outside the window, and he won't go away. That is the hell that is going on.
We have no worms or seeds here. Shoo! Shoo!
Really? On top of everything else, you're afraid of birds?
It's called ornithophobia, and someday it will be recognized as a true disability, and the landlord will be required by law to put a giant net over the building. Which is unfortunate, because I have a fear of nets.
Yes or no?
Oh, movies, yes.
Mm. Great, I'll see you later. And remember, he's more afraid of you than you are of him.
That doesn't help.
No. I was talking to the bird.
Penny goes.
Go away, bird! Go away, bird! Go away, bird!
Sheldon, just ignore him.
Good idea. Attention is what birds want. Oh, much better. All right. Now I'll just get along with my life. Make a pot of tea, Leonard. It's gonna be a long night.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory. It's dark outside and the blue bird is still on the windowsill. It hops when Sheldon meows. He puts his hands up like claws and hisses. Leonard looks smart.
Bird's still there?
Quick, what does a hawk sound like?
I don't know. Scree, scree!
Please, that's a seagull. If you're not going to help, don't help.
Sorry, hey, do you think I'm overdressed?
It depends on the activity. For a prostate exam, yes. If you're playing Vegas, I'd add sequins.
I'm going to the movies with Penny. I don't want her to think that I think it's a date.
Do you think it's a date?
No, but she might think I think it's a date even though I don't.
Or you might think she thinks you think it's a date even though she doesn't.
Are we overthinking this?
Not at all.
You're right, I'm fine. I'm wearing this.
Really? A blazer? All right.
Leonard takes his jacket off angrily as Sheldon makes a call.
Yes, hello. This is Dr. Sheldon Cooper. I'm at 2311 North Los Robles Avenue. I'd like to report a dangerous wild animal. A blue jay. I'm sorry, this is animal control. I don't understand the laughter. No, the bird is not in my home. If he was in my home, I obviously would have called 911. Sir, I have no doubt that there are things that you're frightened of. That being stuck in a dead-end public service job. Or your wife stepping out on you because you're stuck in a dead-end public service job. Or spiders. Don't you think I tried making cat noises?
He hangs up. Leonard's in a t-shirt and cap.
Too casual?
For an audience with the Queen, yes. For an evening of passing a bottle of fortified wine around a flaming trash can, you look great.
Leonard trudges away, removing his back-to-front baseball cap. Sheldon draws a cat's face on a pad, then holds it up like a mask, but the bird stays exactly where it is.
What am I thinking? Whiskers.
Oh, hey, if we hurry, we can make the new Jennifer Aniston movie.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's also an amazing documentary about building a dam on a river in South America.
Okay, but the Jennifer Aniston movie has Jennifer Aniston, and she's not building a dam.
Can't argue with that. I'll get the tickets.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I think it's about time I pick a movie we see.
Well, you pick plenty of movies.
No, you always picked, and it was always the same. An hour and a half of beach houses in the rain until the woman turns around and realizes love was here all along.
But come on, that is a great movie, and it starts in 10 minutes.
I hate those movies.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. The only reason I went is because you wanted to see them and I wanted to have sex. To this day, I can't see a Sandra Bullock movie poster without getting both bored and aroused.
Okay, so while we were going out, how often would you pretend to like things just to have sex with me?
All the time.
You're kidding.
Does this sound familiar? I'd love to go shoe shopping with you. Hiking? It's great. It's 2 a.m. Of course I want to go to Koreatown and sing karaoke with your friends. Who wouldn't?
Okay, we were going out. You were going to get sex anyway.
Really? You would have slept with me after a 3-hour documentary on dams?
No, no woman would.
See, you know, that's the great thing. We're out as friends. This is not a date. Sex is off the table. So let's go learn why hydroelectric power might not be the environmental bargain you think it is. Sorry, spoiler alert.
All right, fine.
Thanks. Tickets are $11.
Penny frowns at Leonard.
Not a date.
Come on, Sheldon, Star Wars.
I'm pushing play. I mean it.
Yeah, if we don't start soon, George Lucas is gonna change it again.
Sheldon's working.
Yeah, this would go a lot faster if you put your trade school diploma to work and help me set up this high-frequency tone generator.
I have a master's degree from MIT.
Yeah, but you got a can-do attitude, and that's what's important.
I really don't get your problem with birds.
Well, the question you should be asking is, what is their problem with me? My first memory, a hummingbird dive-bombing my stroller to get at the apple juice in my sippy cup.
Hummingbirds are pretty.
Hummingbirds are the vampires of the flower world.
Still my first choice for an ankle tattoo. Or a dolphin, I go back and forth.
Age 7, a bloodthirsty chicken chases me up a tree. Age 12, a magpie tries to steal the retainer out of my mouth. Age 16, a parrot in a pet store calls me fat ass. Need I go on?
Yes, please, this is way better than the movie.
All right, Sheldon, your bird death ray is ready.
It's not a death ray. It's just a little ultrasonic blast to scare him off. Yeah, trust me, if I had a death ray, I wouldn't be living here. I'd be in my lair enjoying the money the people of Earth gave me for not using my death ray. All right, and in 3, 2, 1.
The sound shatters every pane of glass in the large window, but the bird stays put.
That is one tough birdie.
Come on, you enjoyed the movie. I saw you tearing up when the village got flooded and everyone had to relocate.
No, I was thinking how come they get to leave and I can't.
I'm gonna get some fries. You want anything?
No, thanks.
Are you sure? Because you always say no and then you eat half my fries.
I just eat the little crispy ones you don't like.
No, I love them. I saved them for the end, but they're gone because you ate them. And why did I let you eat them?
To get sex.
Exactly. But this is not a date, so I ask again, would you like anything?
All right, I'd like an order of fries.
Great, that'll be $5. I am having the best time. I'm so glad you suggested we do this.
Oh, sorry.
No problem.
What you writing there?
Screenplay. It's about a guy whose roommate is having sex and tells him to go to a bar and work on his screenplay.
I hope Alex gets crabs the movie.
It's a working title.
Oh.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, Penny.
Nice to meet you. I'll let you get back to your date.
Oh, no, this isn't a date. No. Right?
Right.
So, you written anything I might have seen?
That depends. How much time do you spend on Yelp?
At home, Sheldon's watching TV when a squawking spooks him.
This is ridiculous. I'm a grown man from Texas. This isn't a terrifying bird like a swan or a goose. It's just a blue jay.
He opens the window, takes a look, then panics.
That's a pretty big blue jay.
He closes the window latch, then something occurs to him. Sheldon goes into the cupboard, then comes out wearing a Boba Fett helmet and carrying a broom. He stalks to the window, puts his hand on the latch, then pauses.
One, two, three. Go! No!
So, it is an amazing documentary. They need the electricity from the dam, but at the same time, they want to preserve the environment.
You're kidding me.
Leonard to Penny.
Can I see you for a sec over here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Just one sec.
No problem.
What's up?
I know what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You're going out of your way to talk to that guy because I said we weren't on a date.
No, I'm talking to him because he's cute.
Come on, he's not that cute.
Yes, he is, with his dorky t-shirt and his little hipster glasses.
Penny glances over at Kevin, then back to Leonard, who glowers at her.
I wear dorky t-shirts and glasses.
Yes, but when you're tall and have great cheekbones, you're doing it ironically.
So, what if I start talking to a girl?
You should.
Yeah, I'm serious. I'll do it.
Good. Go. There's some girls right over there.
He looks at the floor.
What are you waiting for?
They're in a group. I'm scared.
Sheldon, what do you expect us to do?
You're biologists. Biology is a study of living things. That's a living thing. Get cracking.
Specialize in microorganisms, and Amy studies brains.
Yeah, neither of us minored in bird shoeing.
Oh, come now. Your undergraduate work must have included a varmints and critters class.
Come back in, Sheldon. He's not gonna hurt you. He looks friendly. I think he might be someone's pet.
No, Bernadette, don't be a hero.
Aw, he's a sweetie.
Yes, he's very sweet. Now, slowly and carefully, flush him down the toilet.
The bird looks tame.
Sheldon, the only way to get past this fear is to interact with it, just like you did with the mailman.
Every year, tens of people around the world are killed by birds. I'm not going to be another statistic.
Look how sweet he is. Come over and say hi.
The bird's on Bernadette's arm. He pulls away.
Oh, just pet the bird, you big baby!
Sheldon reaches out nervously and strokes the bird.
I did it. I actually did it. Okay, now flush him.
So, Leonard, what do you do for fun?
Hiking. Karaoke in Koreatown. Any Jennifer Aniston movie.
Hey, sorry I ditched you.
No, it's fine. You ditch away.
Oh, no, we said we were going to hang out. Let's hang out.
It's cool. Go back to Kevin.
No, he had to leave.
Interesting. So now that he's gone, you want to hang out with me.
This must be Penny.
Yep.
I totally get it. I'm sorry, get what?
Don't worry about it. You know, there's some guys over there. You should go talk to them.
No, I want to know what you told her.
That's kind of between me and...
Laura.
Oh,
okay, I see. So while he was telling you things, did he mention he owns not one, but two Star Trek uniforms?
Really?
Yeah, wears them, not just for Halloween.
Hey, pal. You didn't see me telling Kevin that you thought cold wars were only fought in winter.
Okay, then I'll return the favor, and I won't tell...
Laura,
that half the dirty movies you own are animated.
Brunette Laura looks uncomfortable.
When you were telling Kevin about your acting career, did you mention your long-running role as waitress in a local production of The Cheesecake Factory?
Did you tell her about your lucky asthma inhaler?
Oh, yeah? Spell asthma.
A-S. Take me home.
Maybe I'm not done hanging out with... You're right, it's getting late.
The bird's on Sheldon's arm.
It's remarkable. All that time spent in fear. For what? He's magnificent. Oh, dear. I just realized I haven't offered you a beverage.
It drinks from a small cup Sheldon provides.
Oh, it's just like my grandma with her parrot. And after she lost her marbles with her remote control.
My phone's on the desk over there. Take a picture of us together. Make it good enough to go on a mug, a mouse pad, and a calendar.
He smiles as Bernadette takes a photo.
If you were a dove, I'd call you lovey-dovey. Oh, who am I kidding? This isn't a moment for strict adherence to the literal. You're just my little lovey-dovey, aren't you?
Guess you gotta have hollow bones to get some sugar around here.
Amy sighs.
Still think he looks like someone's pet. Maybe we should put up posters.
Yes, it should have a big picture of him and the words, "Is this your bird? Not anymore." We're gonna have so much fun together. You can carry messages to all my enemies. I can tie a string to your leg and fly you like a kite.
If you're keeping him, I've got a cage you can borrow. One of the test monkeys slipped on a banana peel and broke his neck. It was both tragic and hysterical.
Nonsense! No, lovey-dovey doesn't sleep in a cage. No, lovey-dovey sleeps in his very own nest, which I'm going to get off the windowsill and put in my room. Isn't that right, LD?
The bird flies out of the window.
No! Where are you going? Come back, lovey-dovey! This is your home now! I already ordered 20 pounds of bird feed off of Amazon! He's gone.
I'm sorry, Sheldon.
How could he do this to me? Get back here, you stupid bird, so I can love you!
Leonard waves Penny through into their building. She spots Sheldon's poster in the lobby, "Have you seen this bird?" with the contact email and the photo Bernadette took. They shrug and head upstairs. On the next landing, there's a large reward poster with the same photograph of the bird on Sheldon's arm. Penny and Leonard trudge on by to the next landing.
Okay, so we went out, saw a movie, met some nice people, said horrible things about each other in public. All in all, a pretty magical night.
Okay, I'm not innocent in all this, but you basically called me stupid, you asthmatic dumbass.
I know, I crossed the line. I'm sorry. I really mean it. And it's not like when we were going out, I'd just apologize for everything so we could end up in bed. This is a 100% sex is off the table. I'm sorry.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry too.
Just to be clear, sex is off the table, right?
Way off.
Maybe we're not ready to hang out as friends.
I don't know. Up until the last part, I was kind of enjoying Take Charge Leonard with a little backbone. Picking the movie, knowing what he wants, a little cocky.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm putting sex back on the table.
Penny smiles.
What do you think about that?
Maybe I like it.
You do? Because if that's what you like, I can be that guy. I swear, I'll be anything you want me to be.
Good night, Leonard.
Penny goes into her flat.
I am such an asthmatic dumbass. I had a weird night.
Mine was great. I'm going to be a mommy.
A nest and egg.